This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The news from Capitol Hill has been intensely political of late, as you know. But behind the scenes, in committee rooms and in members' offices, the business of the fiscal year 19 federal budget goes on, which is a good thing because FY19 starts at the end of the month. Some spending bills have passed, and Congress has cobbled together a deal to avoid a government shutdown. But federal agencies are still spending the money in their current budgets, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains, which makes this Use It or Lose It season in Washington.
Remember that old game show, Supermarket Sweep?
On your mark, get set, go!
Where contestants tear through a grocery store, frantically piling as much as they can into their carts in a minute and a half.
What shoppers these guys are! Look at them go!
Okay, even if you don't remember the show, you get the idea. There's a government version of this game. It's called September. The fiscal year ends on the 30th. And what's not spent, Congress takes back. As of August, 8 of the 10 biggest spenders, like the Pentagon and Justice Department, had worked through less than 40% of their budgets, or roughly just $240 billion of more than $1 trillion. Ryan Alexander heads Taxpayers for Common Sense. She says the September spending frenzy has become so routine, many agencies plan for it.
They have a set of supplies and equipment that they may put off their purchases until the latter half of the fiscal year or the latter part of the fiscal year so that they can increase the order and get more money out the door.
But this year is crazier than usual. Agencies only have 6 months to spend their money because Congress didn't pass the budget until March.
This is very late.
And because spending caps were lifted, even more money needs to go out the door. The Pentagon, for instance, is looking at an extra $80 billion. This doesn't always make for smart shopping. One reason the agencies don't like to talk about what's left in their wallets. Last year, they dropped $50 billion in the last week of September, nearly five times the burn rate for a typical week, on furniture and computers. Also,
you could buy cars, vehicles, motorcycles, bikes, and scooters.
Adam Angievsky heads OpenTheBooks.com, a website that tracks government spending. He's not quite done with his list.
You could buy bombs, bulk explosives, and grenades. You can buy fidget spinners, snowboarding equipment, and booze for your liquor cabinet.
And if you're a procurement officer on the West Coast, prepare to work really late on September 30th. Neil Mahoney is an economist at the University of Chicago who studied government contracting. He says a retired naval officer told him that
every year on September 30th at 9 p.m. Pacific, he'd get a call from the Pentagon saying, it's midnight here, so we can't spend any more of this year's budget, but you have 3 hours left.
Mahoney says contractors would sit in their cars in the parking lot waiting to sign last-minute deals. And
for the types of small contracts that you can get out the door really quickly, you do see this spike on September 30th on the west coast of the United States.
And if all else fails, there are still a few hours on the clock in Hawaii. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.